It's another Zero RB Friday here on Splash Play. Today, we get a curveball. I'm going to have my first guest host on the stream in a long time. It's a guy, Chunk the Deuce, coming up, who I was just catching up with before the stream. We are going to draft Zero RB here. We are going to make it happen today. And I only have one two-man setup here, so we're going to go to it. I'm going to add him in. Welcome our man, Chunk here, Saeed, which I didn't. Throw me curveballs left and right. We got the flow going. We got Chunk here. How are you feeling, man, being on Splash Play after the hard work of putting in a five-star review on the App Store?
It was a pleasure, man, to do such little work to be able to be on such a great stream here. It's a pleasure. Chris Spags, the absolute legend, two-time best ball finalist, might I say. You know, I juiced you up on Facebook a little bit, man, but it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, so excited to have Chunk on here, of course. He did it by doing the five stars interview for probably same thing for you guys next month. I'll do a drawing in the middle of the month, and we'll have somebody on in April too. But going to do this every month. You're excited to have Chunk on for the first one. Chunk, before we hop into the big board here, I do want to ask you, any big takes here? Because last year, your claim to fame to me, and I don't want to bury you right away. Your claim to fame was Deuce Vaughn. So that was a tough one to start off here. I won. I ended up in the black on that one, but is there a Deuce Vaughn this year? Is there somebody you have a little more? Obviously, Deuce Vaughn's an 18th round pick, so I'm not mad at you for it. Right, somebody you want to throw your voice behind this year.
And, you know, just for the record, I only chose Deuce Vaughn in the 18th round. No time earlier. Once he started moving up, you know, I stayed away. But, you know, I have a few sleepers, man. I play a lot of college football, you know, daily fantasy, and, you know, people like Bucky Irving and, you know, Javon Baker, two guys that, you know, aren't really highly touted after combine results. And I like these guys, man. I mean, especially Bucky Irving. I mean, the guy's all over the place. I mean, he's a clone of Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, what did he have, 56 receptions last year? I mean, give me that in PPR all day. I know this isn't quite PPR, but, I mean, those points add up, and Gibbs had a great year to end the year last year. And, you know, I see someone like that, you know, could be a late-round flyer to really help you out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like Bucky Irving too. The RAS testing, not the best for him, of course. Like, I think one of the worst athletic profiles, especially for a guy who, like, East-West looks good, who, again, doing the drills of the combine look good. I haven't seen if there's been an Oregon Pro Day that maybe gives him some shot at salvaging there, but I like Bucky Irving too. And, for what it's worth, I think he's much better than Deuce Vaughn. So I'll give you the kudos for that one, and hopefully you'll get it right this year. But let's enter this draft here. Let's get it going. We'll see if we can get Bucky. We'll see if we get some other guys that you have a little more that you want to cape for. Of course, I'm in a draft room here in Underdog, and let me put up our little ad too. Of course, you can play along with Underdog. Use that promo code SPLASH. We're going to have a lot of fun drafting these teams all year long here, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m., and this is the game. Of course, this room is already filled, so we'll see if we have some regulars, some randoms. But what's your approach here, Chunk? Because first round, you know, a lot of RBs there up top. Obviously, you can build that hero RB kind of build. You can also really go an RB piggy, but I'll let you drive the ship a little bit more here. Actually, no, it's Zero RB Friday, so you can't drive the ship, but what do you normally like to do in the first round, I guess, is your preferred approach?
Man, I have been watching you guys stream, you and Pete, man, and it's been a pleasure to watch y'all just draft and, you know, understand the process a little more, especially in best ball, right? It's not like you're drafting a fantasy team where you can lock in your Justin Jefferson and know he's playing every week. You got to get guys that are performing every week, right? And I love Piss and Yellow, don't get me wrong.
Did we lose Chunk? Oh, no. Chunk loves Pissing Yellow so much that he just had to hop off the stream. I'm sure we'll get him back in a moment here. I'm in the hopper. But Chunk, very excited here. And again, Davis Matic in this bitch. That was actually the first thing that I said to Chunk as well, was that he's got no offense to Davis, much cooler voice. Like, Chunk got that stoner drawl going, which I'm a big fan of. Here we go. He's back. All right. We'll load up Chunk back here. He loves Pissing Yellow, so he just had to do it and hop off the stream, I guess. First pick coming up here, Wispy the Kid. Some familiar names I'm seeing here too while Chunk gets himself going. He was worried about his internet. There we go. You're back. You good? All right. We'll figure it out. Oh, we got the private chat here too. We already got a fuck man from Chunk. We'll figure it out. Chunk will get back in when he can. Hell yeah, brother. Wakey Bakey here. Our guy, Poe DeGen Stoner, one of my favorites from back in the day. Glad to see him in the mix here. Of course, best ball goes on year round on Splash Play. So we'll keep it going. And shout out our guy, Robert Griffin the Turd, a member for 9 months. Our second member here, along with our guy, Tyler, who have been here for a baby's length, have been building that baby inside themselves. And now they are getting to see it. Jesus died for our sins today. So let's make it worth it. What? All right. Well, I didn't know we were going there from Robert Griffin the Turd. What a way for a 9-month chat. Chunky, good to go?
I am. I'm sorry about that.
It's all good, man. It's going to happen, but we'll figure it out. And of course, you know me, you watch the streams. I can vamp like anybody. I do it every day.
If it happens too many times, just launch me out of this sucker and we'll call it a day. But
no, you know what? You won the giveaway. You won the contest. So like you can just log on and off. You can do, I mean, theoretically, like I don't want people coming on and doing like KKK tirades. Like that's like the one, it's like the one bar I'd say preferably. Besides that, you know, if you hop on and off, it's not that deep.
Okay, fair, man. But like I was saying earlier before I got logged off, man, you know, you pick these wide receivers early. I'll let you go ahead and pick on the clock right now.
All right, see. So we got Puka on the board. We got Garrett Wilson. We got Nico. Which of these three stands out here on Zero RB Friday?
I think it's either Puka or Garrett, man.
I'm more team Puka. I just think the Jets, I mean, there's been enough signal at this point. The Jets are going to get a Brock Bowers type. They've already added Mike Williams, obviously. That's something that pulls away from Garrett Wilson. I'm kind of surprised, by the way, that Garrett Wilson hasn't come down at all with Mike Williams being added. Does that surprise you at all?
Not really. I mean, I think that only helps him, gives him more room. I mean, Mike Williams is up top target. Let's see what we got here.
Drake London goes 14 here. We live in a little, do Marvin Harrison?
Already.
Yeah, okay.
He's the guy.
I mean, look, Kyren would be great here too. You guys know I'm not opposed to the Rams start with Puka and Kyren Williams, but it's Zero RB Friday. It's a national holiday for a reason. We can't do it. So the start so far, Puka Nacua, Marvin Harrison. How much are you drafting the big board right now, Chunk? Are you going heavy on it? Where are your exposures lying right now with some of these guys?
So I've been tatting up the best ball on MLB, right? So I filled out probably 15 dingers, and that's kind of been my focus. But I'm going to start harping in on the big board, and mostly just because I struggled early. I started pissing yellow, and by the 10th round, my running backs just were a lot slimmer than I wanted them to be. And I know you are a lot more confident in going with that strategy, but man, by the 15th round, there's not a running back I feel good about clicking anymore. And I've been trying to use those spots on wide receivers and tight ends more. This guy's late in the draft that I feel like I can get production, right? And these running backs, you know, normally I think I'd go Kyren here, right? Lock up that team stack. Y'all really drove me on team stacks last year and got me a lot of great teams in the end. And obviously we can't correlate with the late weeks of playoffs, but if we can get a good team stack with Stafford, my boy from Highland Park right down the road, I mean, I think he's got a little gunslinger left in him. And, you know, being able to get a horse running back early, I feel like has really benefited me in my drafts.
Look, I mean, I hate running backs early just because of the volatility of the position, because of the fact you can make it up with volume late. Like, that's always been the thesis. That's the thing that I, you know, obviously gravitated to from, oh, there goes Chunk again, gravitated to from the ship chasing guys and all that. You know, for me though, in this class, I've mentioned enough times, of course, you guys watch the streams on the regular. We still do Zero RB Friday here, you know, every Friday, and we do a lot of Zero RB drafts. But I do think this year in particular, that top seven at running back, and even here where like Saquon, you can make a case for. Taylor, you can make a case for, though. I think his case gets weaker with Saquon being on the Eagles, with Jacobs being on the Packers. But these guys, you can make a case for too. So I'm definitely not opposed to early running back as I have been in previous years, and we got Chunk back on. While Chunk is setting himself up again, let's read some chats here. Well, this is a nice one for me. Love your energy, brother. Thank you, Poe DeGen Stoner. Appreciate you a bunch. And then where is it? So no politicians for the KKK. And looking forward to the Chunk takes. All right. Where was that? Somebody called Chunk my weed dealer in here, and I've lost that chat. But Chunk, you want to make your claim here, right? You are a known weed guy. I feel like we can say that on the air.
Yeah, you know, I work for a very established company. I don't like to brag about it too much live on camera. You know what I'm saying?
But that's why we're not saying your real name. They don't know you're Chunk.
Absolutely, man. And you know, it's something that, you know, my dad was an alcoholic, not to get on the sorrow take, you know what I'm saying? But it was just one of those, you know, dad, mom separated, alcohol, you know, one of my known memories, not to get all dark, but, you know, we went to a Ranger game and we had my dad was pimped out. He owned a restaurant, Dallas Zeitgeist, 4-star restaurant, had a TV in the back of his Suburban. We're ready for a Ranger game. And this guy's got the biggest bottle of something I don't know to this day. And he eventually gets arrested at this Rangers game. And it was one of those just moments where we had to be stuck in the jail cell at the bottom of the Rangers game. Like, what are we doing? Waiting for my mom. So it hit hard. I never really put alcohol in my life for obvious reasons, and you know, weed was something.
You're not gonna get arrested at a Rangers game after you hit a joint or whatever. Like, yeah, it's not a thing. You'll go through whatever silly foods you guys have at the park, but that's about it. All right, we got a pick coming up here. We got Pittman, we got Laporta, please. We got Metcalf. We also could reach for Cooper Kupp here. That's Davis Maddock himself is actually in the room. I didn't
Look
realize
that.
So what do you want to do here,
man? I want to put the AR jersey on today, huh?
All right, let's do it. Michael Pittman, come on down. I feel like Pittman, to me, at this price tag, he's just gotten a little bit less sexy. Like, I liked him so much more in the 50s last year, and it's probably just everybody coming up, but I just haven't – my brain hasn't gotten there with Pittman. I feel like there's so many more exciting guys in this range. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about Pittman.
That's fair. You know, I know you're a USC guy. I thought you'd be a little more hyped up on him, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, he's the number one guy right now. I mean, who else are they throwing the ball to? And I get the Cooper Kupp love, and of course he gets snapped pick right after us. I thought he might, you know, drop a little bit, but maybe we switch those up and Pittman falls. But I like the potential with our number ones we got here.
All right, so we got another pick coming up here. I mean, I'm still in the bag for Chicago. We could reach up for Cooper and Zay or Odunze. I'll defer to you here. Which of these four? Keenan, Cooper, Flowers, Odunze.
I'm cool with Keenan. I've been a hater of him for many years, but that's mostly due to his injury history. And really, the guy stays on the field more than you would expect. I saw a stat.
Yeah. He's the impressive hope for Christian Watson, who, like, you know, the Packers look apparently sent him to specialists in Wisconsin there, or University of Wisconsin, to try to figure out his hamstring stuff. Wow. They're hiring a new training staff there. Like, Keenan Allen, like, you know, he was out last year, but I think that was more the team going the wrong way, him not wanting to risk himself down the stretch, knowing that he probably wasn't going to be back this year. So for Keenan Allen, like, I think he's the hope spot for Christian Watson, if nothing else. But you know me, like, I'm big on the Bears offense coming in. Caleb Williams, how are you feeling about Caleb Williams? Because from what I know of you, like, I feel like you're a pretty chill vibes guy. Where do you land with Caleb Williams and the pink nails, the pink phone, all the shit that people get mean about with him on social media?
I'm not that chill, right? You know, I have one pink polo that I like to rock on, you know, Mother's Day, you know. But besides that, I mean, like I say, college DFS is my main profitable sport, and that boy Caleb puts up numbers, right? And you look at someone like him, and you know, someone who's running it in a pro style offense like JJ McCarthy, right? They're video game numbers when Caleb Williams is out there, but when McCarthy's playing, he's in a pro offense, right? So I've been a hater on JJ McCarthy mostly because he's unplayable on DFS, right? You don't play him on Michigan stacks because he doesn't play the third and fourth quarter. I mean, you look at Caleb Williams, and they don't have a defense, and they hadn't had a defense at OU when he was slinging it. And I know he didn't get much run there, but the guy's got an arm. I've been a Mahomes fan. My mom went to Texas Tech. She's been a Mahomes fan since he came out the womb, and he's got that Mahomes vibe to him, right? His accuracy's a little sketchy, but I mean, the guy's an athlete, and he's going to make things happen. He can run a little bit. He can run a lot of it if he really wants to. And I mean, I think the ceiling's through the roof. And you're going to tell me you're going to put a vet, Keenan Allen, out there who's going to dice up the, you know, the short game stuff. And then you got, you know, DJ Moore, who, what did he do? Just have 1,000 yards last year with a quarterback that can't even start on a football team right now? I mean, which still is incredible to me. I don't know how Fields doesn't have a job. I mean, bring him to Dallas, for Christ's sake. But, you know, that is what it is. I think the hype is real for Caleb. And there's a lot of haters out there, and you know, the ceiling is through the roof, but the floor is also through the basement, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I agree with you totally. Like, with JJ McCarthy, I think there's a shot he's going to be a better pro in terms of fantasy production, but he's a guy that really, to me, like, that's why he's my QB4, because I don't see him being the guy that's going to, you know, make the playground things happen. He's not going to really have that outlier upside. What he's going to do is probably give a really good upside to an offense and a team overall to win games, and that's, you know, a main thing too. AR is here, so we got to take him, right?
Absolutely.
All right, look, you made the request. Again, I'm a man who listens to the Squirt Squad as always. The jersey goes on for a guy, Chunk, and really a show where two men wearing jerseys. We are real football guys here.
Absolutely, man. And I had to bring out the Tony Romo for you boys. You know, just the GOAT out here. Nah, he ain't the GOAT, but he's my GOAT.
The funny thing is, like, these are actually the two jerseys I own, are AR and Tony Romo, because I was Tony Romo for Halloween a couple years ago. Actually, well, I was still at Barstool, so that's one of my famous ones too.
We're pulling the trigger on Brian Thomas right here.
Yeah, that's exactly where my brain went.
Absolutely,
maybe Cowboy Brian Thomas, by the way, because you're in the bag for the Cowboys, right? Like, you're a Romo guy, and Brian Thomas being an upgrade on Tolbert / Gallup / whatever they were trying. I mean, I guess Cooks too. He would be a better version of all those guys that I think would hurt CeeDee Lamb, but would make that offense, like, go up.
Absolutely, and he might be better than CeeDee Lamb. I mean, is that rude to say? I mean, we haven't extended Lamb yet. Lamb's more of an inside guy, a little more nimble. I mean, I got some notes on Brian Thomas. 6'3", 209, 4'3", are we kidding? Like, 1,100 yards, a 53.8 contested rate. I mean, lines up.
Well, you really came prepared here. You've been dropping little stats here, but I have to give Chunk credit. He mentioned in college he was doing some broadcasting stuff, and you did. Do you have a little note sheet that you brought with yourself?
I do. I'm not going to bring it all out, but it's in front of me. I hope I'm not looking down too much.
No, I respect got them all memorized. The effort to like make good content, like that's, you know, I obviously can phone it in here. I'm doing it every day. For you though, like I got to give you kudos, man. Full props to you. And I know Chunk wants to launch his own YouTube channel too. So yeah, look, you're bringing good data, and I appreciate it.
Nah, man, I would do myself a disservice if I didn't bring something out here, you know, and I haven't looked at the comments. I'm not a pro. I can't keep up, but I hope my homies are intact. You know, I put some Facebook comments. I hope you earn a few more subscribers at a minimum, but, you know, I'm a sports junkie, man. I've been doing this forever. I've been, you know, commissioned fantasy football leagues. I mean, this is my life, man. So, but Brian Thomas, please come to the Cowboys. I don't know if Dak's going to be here much longer. I don't know what we're doing. I heard a theory that we're tanking and we're going to bring in Shadur and his pack. What do you think about that?
I don't think so. Fucking Deion said that Shadur is going to go top five or whatever. And like he said, he would have been the top QB in this class, which is absolutely insane. Shadur did not play that well in the stretch, got exposed when the competition went up. I think Shadur is lucky to not be in this class. Maybe you get him going somewhere good next year, because I think next year's class is not going to have the pedigree of these guys. But to me, if I'm the Cowboys, I think they are hedging a little bit with Dak. It seems like the Trey Lance thing being there is not, you know, a little bit of a, I don't know, Chekhov's gun kind of situation, but we'll see what happens with it. If I'm Dallas though, and I disagree with the CeeDee Lamb takes, he showed me so much last year, and frankly Mike McCarthy did too. Like the fact they did start passing more, the fact they started dropping back more, they didn't just run it like it seemed like they would with hiring Brian Schottenheimer. So I'm willing to buy in on Dallas, and you know the East is going to get a lot more attention. The Eagles getting Saquon, all of that, the Commanders, whatever they're going to do with hopefully Jaden Daniels, going to make them on the upswing. But Dallas could like quietly be improved on offense. Defense is going to be bad though,
for sure. For sure.
You're going the wrong way on that front. All right, we're on the clock here again. I mean, are we down for Brock?
Please. Okay. Brock and Marvin.
This is a very fun team. I got to say. Oh, Chunk falls off. He was too excited. The erection probably hit his desk, and then it locked him off again. But I am stoked to see. We got to give the team a read here. Got to catch up on chat, too. I'm getting used to guys, this is my first guest host since, like, legit, I think. We did the marathon stream. So bear with me if my hosting is on a point today. But we got QB, AR. That's why I'm wearing the jersey. Wide receiver, Puka Nacua, Marvin Harrison, Michael Pittman, Keenan Allen, and Brian Thomas. And a tight end, Brock Bowers. Chunk might be my good luck charm, because this is one of the most fun drafts we have had on stream in a minute. I am here. Adam's got that issue with erections. Yeah, the erections, you know, the blood flow making your head get a little bit woozy. That's how it goes. All right, so what can I do here? No Chunk to help me out. My biases would push me towards DeAndre Swift, because we have the bet on Chicago. Don't mind James Conner either. But I do think DeAndre Swift comes up over the course of a summer. Conner, I feel like nothing going to move him around too much. So I'm going to reach for Swift here as my pick. And we'll get Chunk back in here in a moment. He's connecting his stuff back. All right. Chunk loading again. Chunk, you're rocking it, buddy. Some positive reviews in the chat. Chunk, the new color guy to Spags' play-by-play. Look, I appreciate it. It's honestly nice to have a second voice in here. And obviously, if you guys bring your A-game when you are doing the guest hosting spots, look, there's future here in Splash Play. If we ever make enough money, get enough views to get more people on, there's a world of Splash Play where Chunk gets his own show doing college DFS. Chunk, you're back here. You came in for the good part where I'm sucking you off here with some of the positive.
Touche. Thank you, my man. Thank you. I like the DeAndre Swift pick. I don't have him in any, man. Tell me a little more. I mean, he ran 1,000 last year. I have like 10 drafts going, but I hadn't found that pocket to grab him. And I mean, he's a stud, isn't he? I mean,
I'm not as big on him as a lot of people are. I feel like he's one of those guys that he and Marquise Brown are very similar, where like the ceiling was there for, you know, bits and pieces, but then people still carry that with him. Antonio Gibson would be the bad side of that, or people just hold in forever. Antonio Gibson, remember when he was good? Remember when he had that 1 200-yard rushing day? For Swift, I think the big thing for me is that he showed well enough that he can fit within an offense of Philadelphia, where I think they kind of capped the ceiling. Some games obviously had the big upside, but having Jalen Hurts there, having the tush push, having AJ Brown yelling for the ball, that kind of capped him a little bit. For Swift, it's just a buy-in on the Chicago offense. Like, I think they're going to be in the red zone. They're going to be in position to score a lot. You still have Caleb being mobile enough, not Justin Fields mobile, not Jalen Hurts mobile, not AR mobile, who's going to take TDs off the table necessarily to that level. But for Swift, I think they're going to be in that position a lot. You know, I worry a little bit about Roshan and Herbert there, but they paid Swift the big money, and big money offense that I expect to ascend. And I don't know. I think Chicago get a playoff spot. That might be crazy, but like, I think they can compete for it, if not actually grab one.
They're sneaky, man. Their division isn't too hot, right? And I mean, you know, I'm just worried about the crowded backfield. I was huge on Roshan, and I like Herbert and, you know, underdog scenarios where you're not worried about him catching the ball every time. But, you know, if that offense is scoring points, if Caleb Williams is running around like a madman and dumping it off to his backs, I mean, like you said, that ceiling's to the roof with that offense. But before we get going any further, let me get going on this man, Brock Bowers. Is he the GOAT? I mean, averaged 8.5 yards after the catch. That's more than Neighbors. That's more than Malik. I mean, 10-plus broken tackles each season. I mean, he's not running past people, although he can run past people. I mean, the guy ran the
Oh, no. Poor Chunk making good points. Well, I'll read some nice comments for Chunk. I don't smoke weed, but if I did, I'd buy from Chunk. Chunk keeping it incognito. Chunk power, nice draft. Shout out to all you guys, by the way, in chat. The kindness of our community supporting one of our guys here, getting to be on camera. I appreciate it with all of you guys as well. And Chunk, for him cutting out. He's making great takes when he is cutting out, so we'll survive. But glad to have Chunk on here. We're going to keep cycling him in here when his connection allows. And for anybody else here who wants to enter to get that next guest hosting spot, number one, get that internet tight, guys. Number two, leave 5 stars interview on Probably. I will leave it in the pinned comments down below. Of course, another drawing next month, and we'll get somebody in. We got Chunk back in here. Where we go. All right, so Chunk, you're making some good points here. We got another pick coming up, and I'm with you on Brock Bowers. But what are we going to do now? We got Trey Benson, a potential Cowboy. Maybe we could go Caleb Williams. We could go Tyjae Moss. What do you want to do here?
Let's lock up Caleb, man. We got our two Bears. Let's make sure we don't get sniped by some psycho.
Some Davis fanatic.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's got some master plan.
It is funny. Is Davis doing content? Does anybody know, is Davis doing content right now, or are we just on a leisure Davis Matic draft? Should we be like critiquing him aggressively? We got his team, CJ Stroud, Jahmyr Gibbs, Tony Pollard, Jalen Warren. All right, let's see what else he's got. Nico, Metcalf, Ridley, Lockett, Laporta. Look, it's not a zero RB team. I think Davis is building a nice team here.
What are we thinking here? Running back? I mean, this is where I get nervous, right? I don't know if we reach for Josh Downs.
No, yeah, we definitely got the need a running back. Tyjae, Chase Brown, Singletary, Jonathan Brooks.
I'm pretty high on Chase Brown. You know, I like Tyjae too, but I think it's a little crowded now with TP.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Tyjae and Pollard just too similar of a play. And how do you feel about Pollard? Because you are a Cowboys guy. You clearly know what you're talking about. You do the work on that stuff. Yes, do you think, I guess, where are you on with Pollard? I won't spoil it with my take.
I'm a guy. I'm a TP guy, man. I mean, him and Antonio Gibson, I don't know if they warm me up at Memphis, man, but just that dual threat, you know, the running back who can catch the ball, man. I mean, I really think he was injured last year, right? I was the biggest hater of Zeke, and that had absolutely nothing to do with Zeke. It's the idea of picking a running back at four will set you back decades. And then we doubled down on it and paid him 90 mil. And look at where we are now. I mean, the Cowboys are in an absolute, mud puddle. I mean, we're not going to get out of it. And it's, you know, the whole Jerry thing, you know, you love him, you hate him. You probably hate him as a GM. You probably love him as an owner, right? The fact of the matter is that, you know, we got a long way to go. And TP, I feel bad for the man. I mean, I think we're a lot better if he's our starting running back this year, right? I mean, and it's just sad that we had to let him go, but also I hope he does it in Tennessee. And I was a big fan of Tyjae, what he did at Tulane. I mean, the guy was a killer, really high on him last year, and he did well for us late. And I'm excited to see that backfield go. And I don't know how Levis is going to be with that offense, but you bring Ridley to the action. I mean, they got weapons, man. And I'm excited to see them do it, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, one thing I would say for Dallas that I'm curious about is, like, they are live to do the one thing that I really want to see a team do at some point within the next 5 years of just go in with, like, no running backs of note at all. Just go in with, like, a room of five guys, see who wins it, you know, invest in offensive line a little bit more, which the Cowboys are not doing. They're going the opposite way, losing Tyron Smith and all that. But obviously, like, for me, somebody who doesn't believe in running backs, I just want to see a situation where the offense is good. We have a bunch of guys in the stable. We're going to let the main guy get a shot, or like whoever wins in camp get a shot. We have other guys if that guy falters, like an Alex Mattison did last year. Because that to me is like, that's the approach. Now, obviously, the NFL, I think, course corrected with the running backs this year, where you saw the big contracts, or, you know, quote unquote big ones, going early on. And it kind of seemed like almost reverse collusion with that one, where they wanted to keep the running backs like placated so they don't make too much noise. But like, that's absolutely the approach to me, is you go in with a bunch of guys, you go in with Bucky Irving, with Estime, people were talking about in the chat earlier, like go in with these young guys, with your Rico Dowd, your Malik Davis, your Deuce Vaughn, and just see what happens. And I would bet that if you're at the Cowboys, especially if you add like a Brian Thomas, just having CeeDee Lamb out there, having Dak out there, you know, having even Ferguson out there, these guys are going to take pressure off that running game, and somebody's going to emerge, and probably for like $300K a year in a contract.
Absolutely. I mean, how awesome. I mean, you got me so excited the other day when you talked about, you know, double tapping on that running back. I mean, give me Bucky Irving and give me Braylon Allen, right? Give me a goal line back, Estime, give me, you know, even Lube, Mr. Lube.
Oh, Mr. Lube there. We're going to read some nice chats here. Chunk making some great points. Nice show so far, guys. Appreciate that. They got a recent five-star review for me like 30 seconds ago. I've not seen it yet. They take a few days to publish on the App Store, but if you left it, hopefully it'll save. And if it didn't, if you didn't see it there in a few days, then definitely do that. Feds keep taking out Chunk streams, spitting too many facts. I think I pulled that chat up before. That did make me laugh. All right, we got a 2251 here. Unfortunately, no Chunk to help me out with this one. I'm going to take a flyer and a rookie I don't take a lot of. Still team Zach Charbonnet. Actually, well, fuck. We got Komet here. This is actually a choice now. We got Komet, which does correlate here for a tight end too, but we're dying at running back a little. So I'm going to take Jalen Wright here. Jalen Wright, the elite athletic profile. Frankly, he is a guy where if he goes to that Dallas backfield, I talk about Estime. I think Estime is the kind of power back that Dallas has fallen in love with in the past. You want a more modern back, guy who's got more speed, has that Devon Achane kind of speed, and then also has the upside, a little bit of upside in the passing game. Was a plus EPA running back. I don't think he's the best back in the class, like in terms of performance. Bucky, I've talked about. Estime, I think those guys are better on the field. The athletic profile's there for Wright, and you know, we'll see. Hopefully, he can do it with more touches. All right, another pick coming up here. We got Charbonnet and Ford. No correlation with these guys. We have Komet as well. All right, Chunk is back. Let's see if we can get him on camera in time. Chunk, we got a pick coming up here. 10 seconds. So, what do you want to do here? I think we need a running back. We could also get the bear stack with Komet.
I like the Komet action.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, you're not going to like the running back room then, because right now we got Swift, Chase Brown, Jalen Wright.
Snug Jalen Wright in there. Good.
Okay. So, yeah, you like Jalen Wright? How do you feel about him as a college DFS guy?
I like him, man. He was sneaky, right? Didn't get a lot of run, but his yard per carry metrics are out the roof. I mean, the guy is a stud. He's a big boy. If he falls to the right team, I think we got a chance to get some good value there.
All right, so here's some things. Not going to lie, this might be one of the best drafts so far. I take some umbrage with that because I feel like I've had some good drafts, but I do like this room. We'll see if we stick running back. If we stick running back, I think this has a shot. And make Chunk a permanent host at this rate. There we go, Chunk. So positive reviews for you. I'm not going to do that, but positive reviews nonetheless.
I would not expect you to do that, and I have this.
You earn your way up. If you make a sick YouTube channel, Chunk, like Bindles is doing right now, I mean, yes, we're farming some talent. Maybe we have like a little Pete Deposit Kingdom thing where we start getting some minor league talent that becomes major leaguers fast. That's the
Let's
hope.
Let's go, man. All I need to do is just bink a million. We're off to the races, boy.
That's the dream, really. Anybody else you want to cape for here? How do you feel about Jonathan Brooks?
Man, Jonathan Brooks, another Texas running back. Am I right? I mean, we've seen him since Mr. Jamal Charles, bless his heart, RIP. They breed talent, man. Texas breeds talent, and these Texas backs are going to keep coming at you fierce. And I mean, we knew about this guy last year, and he didn't get it down, and Roshan was in front of him. And you know, they breed talent, and if we get a team that knows how to use them, you know, Cowboys might be one of them. You know, we're in this all-in phase. I think that's still potential. I think we still have that, you know, opportunity to go all in, and we're going to have to tap running back. We're going to have to tap left tackle. I mean, there's so many needs on our roster, but a guy like Brooks is the guy that can replace TP, right? We might have to get him for the first few months, but if we use him and we get a Braylon Allen or someone else late that can play, I mean, I think he's a beast, man.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on it. I think he's the best pass catcher in the class for sure, and that's something we have seen. You know, some success with Tony Pollard in the past, even though it kind of felt like he didn't have that great of a role in the past game this past year. But I think for Brooks, he's got a lot of outs. Vegas is the one that also kind of screams out to me, where you have White, who's an okay back who they trust, but isn't really great. Madison, we know the downside there. He had a shot. I think he lost all of our faith, and I don't even know why the Raiders signed him, to be honest. Brooks, though, coming in where, you know, we see what White has. You kind of realize there isn't a lot of upside. You bring him in. I think Brooks has a couple outs where he could be good, but obviously, you know, the expectation, I think, is you're probably not getting him for that first month to be full production.
And I hate that, man. I mean, especially with rookie backs and especially with my already scarce rookie running back thoughts, it's like I haven't been able to click him just because I don't know how healthy he'll be, right, once he comes back even. And
all right, so we got another pick coming up here. Decent RB pocket with Kendre Miller, Marshawn Lloyd, Braylon Allen. Which these three, or I guess if you want to go a different direction, but I think we need running back.
Yes, sir. Who you like between Marshawn or Braylon?
I prefer Marshawn. I think he's a more well-rounded back, and the RES was great. Braylon is just kind of big, but let's, you know. All right, so let's do Marshawn. Marshawn, of course, a USC guy here. I'm always in the bag a little bit more for those guys. Though Caleb, I kind of had to work my way back on. But Marshawn, to me, great talent. It's talked about, great EPA receiver, highest avoided tackle rate in the class. So, and the size looked good. Size and athletic comp for him.
Right.
I kind of think like a big Darren Sproles is what I'm seeing for him, which, you know, obviously would be a great outcome.
Absolutely.
All right, so one more pick coming up here. Some chats. Kendall Milton would be a fun late round pick. Any thoughts on Kendall Milton for you as our college DFS guy?
Jeez, rocket arm, ceiling through the roof, got a little AR to him, you know what I'm saying? Big boy running over folks, probably shouldn't be, but I'll take it. Bring it on.
All right, so we got another spot here. We could go running back. We got Kendre, we got Algier, and we could deviate from running back, but I think Kendre feels right to me. How about you?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. I mean, I love some Kamara. You haven't been tapping his name a lot. I know he's more probably a PPR guy, but, you know, he's just one of those bets that you just kind of like, you know, they're going to pepper him when they need him, and he's going to have those 40-point upsides and maybe not full-year fantasy players, but best ball, I like getting those guys.
All right, so let's give the team a read here for all the audio listeners. I say all of them, for like the couple hundred audio listeners. Anthony Richardson, Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, Chase Brown, Jalen Wright, Marshawn Lloyd, Kendre Miller. Wide receiver, we got Puka Nacua, Marvin Harrison Jr. Oh, we have three juniors. I didn't realize that. That's a little bit uncomfortable. Marvin Harrison Jr., Michael Pittman Jr., Keenan Allen, Brian Thomas Jr., that tight end, Brock Bowers, Cole Kmet. Somebody had asked earlier in the chat about how to handle wide receiver rooms, like what you do. This wide receiver room, to me, where we hit five, we got five really good guys, and then you just leave the position alone for a while. Like, that's my kind of build. But, Chunk, how do you handle that? Because if you're getting RB early, that kind of throws off the feng shui of that approach.
Absolutely, and it hurts when you don't have those five good ones, right? I mean, the guys we got, I mean, Marvin Harry, I mean, we're top tier in our wide receiver room. And if we just, you know, luck out on the running back box, we're straight. And like I said earlier, I don't know if I got cut off, but I mean, I like some wide receivers late. Javon Baker is one of those guys that I know you're not huge on, you know, but there's only a few people out there that had Cooper Kupp like seasons, and he's one of them, and he's a big boy, and I think there's, you know, chance that he gets on a right team that they could pepper him in the slot. And, you know, even outside as a big boy, what is he, 6'2"? You know, There's like guys that I like, feel more comfortable with, you know, at least.
I would take Baker over Burton. I feel like Burton's the one. Absolutely. That I'm like in particular. It's just, it's such a good class though. And I've heard, I think, some sharp guys, like I think Lord Reeves might've said this in content recently that I saw secondhand on social media. Like, these guys can't all be great, even though, you know, there's going to be a good amount of them that are great because they're really talented. They're all great athletes. One thing that's jumping out to me though is like with Michael Penix even running a really good 40 time, I kind of think that, and you tell me if you feel differently as a guy that has like some college knowledge, I feel like these guys are getting coached up more and like how to be good enough athletes to do this stuff for a combine, where I can't recall a year, and granted, I haven't followed it like closely throughout my entire life, more so the last 5 to 10 years, like really following the combine. Like, everybody's a great athlete now. And I don't think that's just this class. I kind of think that's how it's going to be a little bit more of moving forward.
I mean, it seems like a Hall of Fame draft, right? A Hall of Fame draft class. I mean, these guys are testing through the roof. We got, I mean, 5, 6, 8, 9 receivers that, I mean, could eventually be great. I mean, we've got, I mean, Burton, for his case, I mean, they never threw the ball, and they didn't throw it great at Alabama.
Oh, damn. I was actually curious to hear his Burton take. So we'll have to get back to that one here, because I want to hear the case for Burton. I know he's coming up. I've heard some sharp people talk about it. It's just, to me, in this class, like I was kind of hinting at there, there's just so many guys, like I've mentioned before, there's like 10 to 12 guys that have elite athletic profiles that also were good enough in terms of the EPA metrics that I want to be there. So for guys like Burton, guys like Baker, they've been a blind spot for me that, you know, maybe Chunk's going to sell me on more. All right, we have a 2-5-5-2 here. Have to go back to wide receiver at some point. Chunk coming back. All right, we got one pick coming up here. 2-5-5-2. Do you feel anything for Malachi Corley, Zay Jones? What do you want to do with this board?
Malachi, Zay. Man, those are tough.
He's getting a lot of meetings. Like, apparently Malachi Corley has like team meetings with everybody in the league right now. So there's an interest. I've come down on him because of the lack of combine testing when you had everybody there going nuts, but he ran well at his pro day and like the teams were bringing him in. So you have any feelings on Corley? I don't know if he was even DFS eligible last
DFS week. Darling. You look at his game log, 20 piece every week. I mean, and of course they played, you know, what was it, WKU? I get all those schools mixed up, but I mean, they throw 50, 70 times a game, but he was the guy, and they spread it out, and he still got it every week. Team captain-ass guy, he's legit.
All right, so we could take another running back here between Herbert and Keaton Mitchell if you want. We could go wide receiver again. What are you feeling?
I don't know. Double tapping on the Chicago running backs, is that crazy?
It's not crazy, and you do have the out that maybe he can get cut. And, you know, I like Roshan, but I've got enough Roshan that personally I can make this bet for the portfolio. So
right. I'm just not big on Keaton, man. I don't know if he's going to have a leg by next year. I'm so torn by that. It was such a nasty injury, right? I mean, let's get some production at least at the running back position.
He's young enough. I think he's more of a late season play, and with our room, we probably need somebody who can mix in a little bit more early. Though you can make the case, I think Keaton Mitchell maybe makes this sing more, and you try to have Swift, Chase Brown. Yeah, because you know what? You can't expect Wright and Lloyd to have jobs from day one, even though, you know, I think they're going to get enough draft capital to have a shot. So yeah, Herbert probably makes sense in terms of like a leverage play, and you know, any RB at this point, we just need to make it up in volume.
Yes, sir. What
Do you want to finish your Burton take? Because I was actually curious to hear where you're going with that.
Yeah, sorry. Burton, I mean, you're an Alabama receiver. Am I right? I mean, these guys get thrown around like, you know, like, I don't want to make a reference that I shouldn't, but, you know, if you're not getting the PT, you're going somewhere else. And these guys go somewhere else and they get volume and they get production. And Burton, I mean, got production when they threw the ball. They didn't really throw it to anyone else. He's got size. He's got the, you know, the prowess to land on a good team and a late round flyer. And, you know, someone like him and Devontaze Walker, I'm a little higher on Devontaze Walker just because of his college production, but who wouldn't be? You know, Drake May threw it 50 times and he was the guy that threw it every time. So it's hard to, you know, make that adjustment on good teams, high level recruits, teams that don't throw as much, right?
What is this team doing? I hope they have no other QBs. A 4 QB run here in the middle of a draft is kind of interesting. This team here looks like it has 1, 2, 3, 5 receivers, 4 quarterbacks. So it's been a weird room, but I think we've taken advantage of it pretty well, Chunk, despite the obstacles we've had.
Let's go, man. I'm excited.
And if for what it's worth, too, by the way, if you are a guest host on Splash, we do a draft together. I am marking it here, so if we somehow win the big board, Chunk gets half. So that's
something to keep in mind. That's way too nice of you, bro. I don't need half of that.
Well, I mean, if we won 200K, man, I'm not going to give you a cut. But you've been very helpful throughout this draft, and you might just be my good luck charm for having a good room.
Hey, man, I that's the least I could do is to get us a scrappy room, including Davis Maddock down there.
Davis Maddock has built a clean team that didn't affect us at all. I'm feeling good about that. I hate Davis's wide receiver room's gotten a little bit squirrely. His wide receiver 6 is DeMario Douglas. He's getting volume, I guess.
Hell yeah, he got sniped on the Will Levis 4 QB train, too, for his little Tennessee stuff.
Yeah, I guess if you're drafting Will Levis, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, he took both Pittsburgh QBs, this guy did. I didn't even realize that is not a good move. There was one guy I saw, and I don't want to be mean because he seemed like a nice guy. One guy's exposures I saw, and like he had like 90% Chase Claypool last year. Somebody in the Splashback community tagged me in 90% Chase Claypool, 90% Trey Lance, like these aggressive player takes. And I gotta say, man, just like these things that are suboptimal in drafts that people do that they talk themselves into, really got to be mindful of it. I'm going to talk to Chunk specifically to people out there, but like that fucking jarred me, man. To see somebody you have invested to max out BBM and have the worst player takes and exposures I've ever seen. I feel like disciplined drafting, Chunk, to me is like one of the biggest things that people lack, and it like just kills their portfolio.
For sure. Especially if you're maxing out. I mean, that's nutty. I had a lot of action last year, and I was high on guys like JSN, who I know you were as well. And, you know, this guy grew up down the road from us at Rockwall. I mean, he was a stud. And when you see that production and you see it translate to college and then how can you not just tap him every single time you see him? And I don't know if you have regrets about doing that with him and Watson. You know, I know didn't do as much as you wanted to last year, but you know, the strength it takes to get different in those spots, I've learned as a fantasy football player, this stuff, man. You know, mm-hmm. to have those player takes. But you know, I think you said it best earlier, you know, this year is, you know, 50% of a guy, that's just too much, right? And then 30% of a guy, that's a lot, right? And you know, I think that's as high as I would go. But at the same respect, if I'm getting value on a guy that I love, I'm a sucker to that.
Yeah, look, I mean, you got to make some stands. As I talked about last year, my cap is 30%, and I felt like that was a little too aggressive trying to be, you know, closer to 2025. More so when I get to BBM for the big board, I kind of go a little bit more fast and loose. But it really, like, exposure management, I think, is a big part of the equation. But so we have a 2662 here. We talked about Burton. Would you take Burton over Noah Brown, Boyd, AJ Dillon, Dobbins?
I don't think so. I mean, I kind of like Malik too. A little bit later, maybe we snag him up next go. I don't know how you feel about your.
I wouldn't mind. People have been talking in the chat about Dobbins. Do you want to support the rest of the Squirt Squad and go Dobbins?
Let's do it. Bring him to Dallas, baby.
I think that'd be a great outcome. He's actually apparently the Chargers are interested in him, which would be hilarious if they bring in Gus and J.K. Dobbins. But I think Dobbins is still, again, like a guy hanging around out there for Dallas, for Vegas. I keep mentioning those spots, but those are ones that really stand out to me that can improve the backfield. If Dobbins landed in Dallas, he would be, I mean, even with the injury stuff, he probably comes up to top 100, I would think.
Absolutely. And you know, the idea of just, you can't be scared of injuries, right? I mean, that's something that I lack in my fantasy game. And like Keenan Allen, it's like, I'm scared to draft him. What did he do? He got 1,400 yards last year or whatever. It's just.
Yeah, it's about the overall construction of the team and all that. So we have a 2762 here, and I'll give it a read after we make a pick. But what are you feeling in this range? Do we want to do another receiver?
What are we, six? Yeah. Malik. I like Malik. Tyler Boyd's a little more, you know, a vet, but.
We're making bets on young guys here, and I think we've got floor and ceiling with Puka, Harrison, Pittman now. Like, those guys are all going to have some production. So let's take some shots on guys that can be, like, you know, really hopefully climb upwards, I think. So
sure,
Malik's one of those guys. Like, I would say, actually, here's a question for you as a college guy. Who can be the Puka in your mind? Like, I think Malik is one of those guys who nobody's going to be Puka. It's very unlikely to happen, that perfect mix of opportunity plus player plus situation, all that. But Malik Washington, to me, I think is a guy at this range. He's got a shot to be a Puka.
Absolutely. And I read a tweet earlier, and you know, the last year of Puka's season, his senior year, his year that he got drafted, there was only three guys that had the same numbers or replica. Javon Baker was one of them, who I saw right there, and I kind of feel like we might have should have grabbed him. But Malik Washington was another one. For sure. And you know, I'll read the stats off. First in yards per reception, 21.9. I mean, they were chunking it to the guy. He had third in yards after catch per reception. Wasn't just getting crapped down every time he got hit. 52 receptions, 1,100 yards, 7 TDs. I mean, the guy's 6'1", 202. He's got that Puka Nacua size. I mean, he has the chance to be that guy. And same thing with Malik. I mean, he was all over the field. And just his talent alone in a you know, sketchy offense, I mean, it showed. So.
Yeah, the main thing for Malik that stands out to me is that he earned targets at a really high rate when he was out there, and that's what also was great about Puka. But 35% target per out run rate, you know, not the highest air yards per target overall, 7.8 and 10.8 air yards per attempt. But like, earning targets at that level, even at Virginia, is a skill. Obviously, he's at Virginia, so he's like the best receiver out of a group of guys that are probably not top-tier talent. But like, that matters to me, so I'd make that bet. Actually, Jeff was asking before. Let me see the chat. I know you said you haven't gone crazy on the big board yet, but any exposures in particular, any guys that you would want to plant your flag for that you would want to go heavy on?
Man, I probably need to go back and look at it. Like I said, I'm probably 10 drafts deep, and I do slow drafts too, so I have a few drafts that I was like, oh yeah, I love this, you know, and then 2 weeks later, absolutely hate it, you know, and it's just like, why am I doing this to myself, you know? But as much as I hate to say it, I mean, these old backs, I mean, I know you're a little lower on Eckler, but they paid the guy. I'm more of a PPR guy too, and I think he's obviously a little more valuable than that, but I mean, I somehow, every time he's there, I click his name, and I don't know if that's a mistake, but I've got a lot of him. Anytime I see Neighbors, anytime I see Thomas, anytime I see Harrison, I'm tapping those as fast as I can. I'm in love with the wide receivers, the rookie guys, you know, mostly from my DFS days, but Malik Washington is another one of those guys. Virginia was rarely on slates, but anytime he was, like, oh, what is this guy doing? Oh, he had 50 fantasy points last game. I mean, he's running the ball. I mean, the guy's all over the field, you know, and it gets me excited a little more about these rookie guys. But another guy that I hate to admit that I'm getting is freaking Daniel Jones. I'm finding myself in two QB builds. I had a lot of two QB builds last year that faded out. I had a lot of AR and, you know, another top guy and then AR to get injured and, you know, got injured. And one of my things I'm trying to do better this year is draft an additional QB, you know, and Daniel Jones. I mean, that Jalen Hyatt, oh, you know, Dave Slayton is here. Oh, you know, Waller, is he going to play? But I'll pick him in the 20th round. You know, it's just one of those. Daniel Jones puts up fantasy numbers and he ain't going to do it against Dallas, but he might do it against Washington, you know, whatever. But it's someone who I'm embarrassingly am picking, and I hope not to get any more.
Yeah, the concern for Jones is just the ACL tear. Like, can he run as much? Can he be, you know, good at cutting? Can he do the things that, you know, he's ever a great runner despite the Vanilla Vic nickname. I think people just like that because he's a white guy that ran a little bit decently. Okay. But like, he to me is just a guy that you take away anything that made him an okay runner, and he's got to like be rebuilt from scratch, I feel like, this year in a lot of ways. And I'm just not sure the Giants are the team to do that. Dable obviously looked great year one, but I feel like some coaches, they just kind of lose the team as they go. And I have some concerns that Dable's that guy. We'll see. Obviously, he got the most out of DeVito down the stretch, so I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater necessarily. Sure. But one guy I want to ask you about too, Brendan Rice, I've been big on. Obviously, the Caleb part of that is kind of goes hand in hand. But Brendan Rice, where does he land with all these guys? Because you've talked about guys that are not USC receivers, but I want to hear about the USC receiver.
Hey, I mean, Brendan Rice, I mean, you hear the last name, right? He ran a gummy, you know, 40 time, but hey, did his dad run a gummy 40 time too? And he might be the GOAT. Put him in a slot, pepper his ass, give him money, give him a good team. I'm all in on Bryce for sure. All right.
So we got Zeke here if you want him. Hey. Jeff points out we are live for Alec Pierce if we want to do that. Actually, he might have been taken. I know Pierce is still available. Do you want to do Alec Pierce?
No.
All right. Who do you want to take?
Guys, but T Boyd or.
Boyd, all right.
I don't know. I'll leave this to you.
Boyd going to Pittsburgh still feels live for me.
Right. And I mean, just the guy put up 1,000 yards silently for like 3 years in a row, I feel like. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but I feel like his numbers are way more impressive than we expect. And I think that can lock up our receiver room and we don't have to worry about that anymore.
And also, great stream. Gives us some likes. Shout out to our guy Matthew, one of our regulars here as well. But yes, please get some likes. Chunk here, his first time doing a stream with me. I think first time doing a stream for a bunch of people on here. So show him some love here. Hit that like button. I'll pull up the flashing GIF. But also, Chunk, going to do some YouTube stuff. So Chunk, when you're set up with that, happy to promote you on here too. But Chunk, you did a great job today, man. So kudos to you. We'll make one more pick and I'll give you some more flowers. But what do you think we need to do? 2782 build. What do we do with our last pick?
We good at tight end or what?
We got Bowers and Kmet. We can add a third. Could add, frankly, an eighth running back, and I don't think that'd be crazy. Don't think we need another receiver at this point.
No QB.
No, I mean we got AR and Caleb. I think we're okay. Could do Davis Allen or Parkinson for the Rams correlation.
What else the tight end looking like?
We got Allen. Yeah, Parkinson, Allen, maybe.
Yeah.
Which one?
Allen.
Got it. All right. Legendary. Yeah, our guy Tyler, of course, emo cowboy in the chat, one of the leaders here in the community. We appreciate a bunch. Put me on Parkinson a little bit more. Parkinson got paid pretty well, talking like a starting tight end. So I like Allen a lot more. Like, I think he's more talented, but Parkinson to me, probably equally valid plays, but I am a little more Davis Allen like you are.
You want to know who I really wanted to go with? My poke love?
Wait, who?
Jelani, take me to the woods, baby.
Everybody wants to shit on Christian Watson. Jelani Woods missed an entire year with a hamstring issue.
Never played.
Good.
Never played. He's got to be healthy, right? That hamstring's tightened up.
You can't miss a whole year, man. that's not good with a hamstring. Anyway, final team read here. We got AR and Caleb Williams at QB. We got running back DeAndre Swift, Chase Brown, Jalen Wright, Marshawn Lloyd, Kendre Miller, Khalil Herbert, J.K. Dobbins, wide receiver, Puka Nacua, Marvin Harrison Jr. We got a bunch of juniors here. Michael Pittman Jr., Keenan Allen, Brian Thomas Jr., Malachi Corley, Malik Washington, Tyler Boyd. Nice URB build where we dialed it back, then hit it late. Tight end, Brock Bowers, Cole Kmet, Davis Allen. Did we stick the landing, Chunk? I think is the question, because maybe if you were here the entire draft, you would have felt a little better about it. But grade this team for us, 1 out of 10.
Man, I like it. I like the Davis Allen and the Puka with a little correlation there. Our running back room is better than my running back room, so I love that out the gates. I think we're a little thin at QB only because I'm scarred for AR last year, but give me 16 games of Caleb Williams, taking these Bears to the promised land, and we got us a team, Stacks.
Actually, funny thing about AR real fast. So I mentioned, of course, if you guys watched Splash Play, you saw earlier in the week, rather, I was in Miami meeting some investors. One of the guys I was meeting with was a UF alum, and he was making a point about like futures bets or whatever, and how he would have bet on AR to like be the rookie of the year, but then would have dialed it back because he assumed he would have gotten injured at some point. And he was like, I watched him play in Florida. I was like, that guy's going to get hurt. And I was just, like, I had to bite my tongue and not like not cape for AR too hard. But, that's how people view things. And AR, I think he does take big hits. If there's one thing you're going to focus on heading into year two, I would assume that's to take less big hits, but a little bit fragile, right? I feel like we can say that.
Him and Jaden Daniels both, man. Some of those hit sticks I've seen on him and his highlight tapes are scary, boy.
But Jaden gets back up, man. He springs right back up. He's good to go. So like, some guys have that, some guys don't.
Touche. I'm expecting a big year out of both of them, man.
Yeah, so there we go. So, Chunk, I'll give you the floor here. Fortunately, can't go like full screen on you because I did not do a good job here and set up layouts. But plug whatever you want, say whatever you want here. Floor is yours because I appreciate you being a great part of this community. And frankly, kick-ass job on the show today. So I really appreciate that a bunch.
Hey, man, it's a blessed opportunity to be here, man. Just want to show some love to you. You had no reason to do this at all and had no reason to keep accepting me back into this thing with my crap internet. So I thank you for that. Thanks for the chat, for showing some love, man. Just want to give a shout out to these Texas Rangers World Series champs. You know what I'm saying? I think the logo's on this side. Had to show them out today, but hoping for a little back-to-back. I know this ain't a baseball stream, but yeah, I'll get the streams rolling. I'm a video game player. I'm on Call of Duty all the time. I haven't played an online MLB The Show, the game, but my record's incredible throughout the years. So,
Okay, well, you're back. Sorry, we lost you for a moment there, and I was like, are you going to drop off last minute to keep the bit going?
It would only make sense, but, stay tuned, man. I'll be here every day on the chat, like always. So let's have a good year.
Awesome. No, glad to have you on, Chunk. Glad to have you as a part of the community and be here every day. The positive vibes and all that, they shine through and all that. So absolutely, thank you for doing that. I'm going to let you hop off here. So any parting words, and I'll do the reading of names and all the bullshit I have to do to close it out.
Hey, man, nothing much, but Chunk the Deuce, baby.
All right, Chunk the Deuce here. I guess I don't know what your Twitter handle is offhand either, but Chunk, one of our great guys. Always be kind to him in chat, and hopefully he'll be back on here soon. But shout out, Chunk, and let's do the reading of names here. All right, let's do it. I've actually not updated the sheet either, so that's my bad. But guys, first of all, smash that like button, subscribe as well. Show love here. If you hit the like button a bunch here for Chunk, show him some love. Helps me out too, but really, let's get a nice, highly liked video so Chunk feels great about himself because honestly, he kicked ass today doing the show. Underdog, promo code SPLASH on there. Double your deposit up to $100. Probably my baby. Great way to support Splash Play is to hit that join button down below. Second best way to support probably my sports betting app. And really, got to puff our chest out. Yesterday, MLB data was a fucking monster. Wish I did content for it. 7 out of 8 of our run line bets hit yesterday. So go check out Probably right now. Probably.com/subscribe. Promo code SPLASH will save you 50% off your first month or your first year. Stochastic as well. I actually got access to the MLB Sims for the year. Apparently, talking to my pal Greg Ehrenberg, who's been on Splashwood before, a lot of work went into the back end of making sure MLB Sims were good to go in time for yesterday. And Greg himself was like hands-on testing it everywhere, making sure it was good. So I'm excited to play some slates next week. Probably not going to be able to do today's, but MLB Sims, definitely going to add a lot of value. Those guys have crushed MLB. I'll do it for you too. Reading of names coming up here. All right, so I actually did an update with the guys who got added yesterday, so that's my bad. This is a completely out of date. You know what? We're going to save the reading of names for until Monday because I owe the people who are new members here that, but thank you to all these people who helped me put on the show, and of course, you could do that too. Hit the join button down below. Special Discord, all of that too, coming your way. Appreciate all you guys being here with me. Shouts to Chunk once again. Really great job by him. So thank you guys for being a part of this community. Thank you for making this fun as well, where I can bring somebody on and know they're going to do the work and try to, be able to give me great takes back. Brings a lot of joy to my heart to be able to have the kind of community we can do that. So we'll do it again. 5 stars interview on Probably as well if you want to get entered for the next guest hosting spot. And I'll see you guys on Monday for more drafts. So enjoy your weekends and good luck. Bye.